Chapter 1. Alone. April 12, 1878. Tweed was dying that morning, locked inside New York City's Ludlow Street Jail at Grand Street on the Lower East Side. At about 11:40 a.m., he began to whisper. His lawyer, William Edelstein, had to lean close and place his ear by Tweed's lips to hear over the noise of horses and people on the street, women haggling at the nearby Essex Street Market. "Well, Tilden and Fairchild have killed me," he said. Tweed had saved his last words for his tormentors. Charles Fairchild, the New York State Attorney General, who had cheated him, broken his pledge to free him in exchange for a full confession. And Samuel Tilden, the New York governor, who'd built a national political career on Tweed's downfall, and now demanded he die behind bars. "I hope they are satisfied now," he smiled faintly. A few minutes later, he lost consciousness. For 2 weeks, Tweed had borne a cascade of ailments: fever, bronchitis, pneumonia. Months earlier, he'd suffered a heart attack, aggravated by kidney failure, brought on by Bright's disease. His huge 300-pound body, once known for its swagger, now sagged on the narrow bed, struggling to breathe. His sporadic coughs hung in the cool, dank air. Hollowed cheeks and a thin, ghost-white beard dominated his long face. Blue eyes that once twinkled for friends and glared at enemies seemed vacant, haunted by depression. At noon, just as midday bells sounded from the Essex Street Market Tower, Tweed died, prematurely old at 55 years, surrounded by strangers. It had been almost 5 years since Tweed had walked the streets of New York City, his lifelong home, as a free man. A year before that, Tweed had stood at the height of power and could laugh at bureaucrats like Fairchild and Tilden, who'd begged him for favors like everyone else. He, William M. Tweed, had been the single most influential man in New York City and a rising force on the national stage. Physically imposing and mentally sharp, Tweed reigned supreme. He was more than simply boss of Tammany Hall, commissioner of public works, and state senator. He controlled judges, mayors, governors, and newspapers. He flaunted his wealth, conspicuous and garish beyond anything supportable by his government salaries, or even traditional honest graft, as practiced by generations of politicians before and since. Tweed was the third largest landowner in the city, director of the Erie Railroad, the 10th National Bank, and the New York Printing Company, proprietor of the Metropolitan Hotel, and president of the America's Club. He owned 2 steam-powered yachts, a Fifth Avenue mansion, an estate in Greenwich, Connecticut, and a shirt-front diamond pin valued at over $15,000. Still, he gloried as friend to the poor, champion of immigrants, builder of a greater New York, and arbiter of influence and patronage. And he stole, on a massive scale. Once the proof of Tweed's thefts from the city exploded in newspaper banner headlines, his house of cards collapsed. City investigators ultimately figured that Tweed and his city ring, during a 3-year period, had made off with a staggering $60 million from the local treasury, an amount larger than the entire annual U.S. federal budget up until the Civil War. Even then, political enemies and lawmen couldn't touch him. It would take a popular uprising to topple Tweed, led by a newspaper, the New York Times, and a magazine, Harper's Weekly.